We have the Capitol report here on our air, and it's not been that busy. We've had to sort of find some things to talk
about. Just dial it down. Yeah. Dial it down.
Not a lot happening at the Capitol.
Maybe that's because there have just been 6 bills in 6 months, which is a really slow start. We're here on July 7th. Let's bring in Jordan Hermani, state policy and politics reporter for Bridge Michigan, who did this deep dive into what the heck is going on in Lansing. Good morning to you, Jordan.
Good morning.
So you looked into this. 6 does seem like not that many, but how few is it when it's compared to other legislatures?
So it's actually our slowest start in 20 years, or at least 20 years. It went as far back as 2005 to mull over the number of bills that our legislatures have sent to governor in their first 6 months. We are off to the slowest start, so you're not dreaming. It's definitely very, very quiet on the Capitol beat right now. And the last time we had such a slow start actually was another time of divided government back in 2007, but they were still able to send 31 bills to then-Governor Jennifer Granholm's desk before July 1st, so as many as 5 times the work output as we're seeing currently.
So, Jordan, Speaker Hall says quality over quantity, but Senate Majority Leader Brinks is calling it obstruction. Where is the truth in that? I mean, is this just gridlock or is just this divided government doing what it does?
Well, I think highlighting both the fact that Hall and Brinks are on opposite sides of the spectrum just kind of underscores what we're dealing with here. This divided government that we're experiencing right now, we have a Democratic Senate and a Republican House, have not been able really to get along on much. And we see that, especially with they left Lansing last week, unable to pass a school's budget, which hasn't been done in quite some time. They're coming back later this summer to try and do more work on the topic, but schools have kind of been left in the lurch in the meantime. It just underscores the fact that they're not able to get much of anything done, that there's few policy ideas that they're able to come to an agreement on. And that leaves a big question mark over a number of even bigger policy items, such as fixing the darn roads as Governor Whitmer ran on back in 2018.
Yeah, and it's a little bit like the Spider-Man meme, right? Everybody's pointing at each other.
Yeah.
Republicans think it's the Democrats' fault. Democrats think it's the Republicans' fault. Matt Hall saying, well, look, we want substance over quantity, which I think is fine. But I think you got to get the big stuff done. Schools, roads, budget, all of those things need to get done. Where are they at in that process? You mentioned that they're going to come back later this summer. But has there been any real work, any ground gained in some of those talks?
So that is the big question that a lot of Capitol reporters are trying to figure out right now. When we last left off, which also kind of feels like a little bit of a comic book, you know, the last time we were here, what happened was basically that the governor, the Senate Majority Leader, the House Speaker, they met in a private closed-door meeting. And then from there, we were basically told by Brinks herself, don't expect a budget deal done anytime soon. The big holdup seems to be the fact that Republicans want to pass the school's budget and roads plan simultaneously, then return to the rest of the budget and get that done later. Governor Whitmer seems to be in favor of that as well, or at least publicly she hasn't said anything to the contrary, whereas the Senate Majority Leader and the Democratic-led Senate are saying, no, we're going to pass all of the budgets first. We're going to make sure that all of our departments are fully funded, our schools are funded, and then from there we'll return to talking about the roads. Now, it doesn't really seem like if that happens, we will get a roads plan done. To Hall and Whitmer's credit, both of them have noted that only the House Republicans have put forward a roads plan at this point, and that the Senate has basically said, well, we're reviewing, and as of July 7th, we're apparently still reviewing what that means for a Democratic-led Senate roads plan.
You talked to former Senate Majority Leader Mike Bishop. I remember I covered state legislature back when he was the Senate Majority Leader, and this happened before where the schools couldn't plan their budgets, and it happened a lot. So we're back here.
Yeah, and I mean, Bishop himself even told me, he said that they were, quote, standing on his head back in the day because things were so in flux when he was leading the Senate from 2007 to 2010. Now, if you will remember, there was a brief government shutdown underneath the Granholm administration during that time. So if past is future, and if we can learn anything from our previous legislatures, whether or not we'll see a government shutdown, TBD. I know that Speaker Hall, is trying to say that Democrats are hoping for this to happen. Democrats, meanwhile, are saying, no, we're not. You guys are. And then we go back to the Spider-Man pointing name.
Or speaking with Jordan Hamani, who's state policy and politics reporter at Bridge, Michigan. And Jordan, you uncovered how some bills do get bipartisan support. You got the Ferry Fair bill for Mackinac Island. You got, you know, the new ideas for cell phone bans in schools. What makes some issues like break through the gridlock and so many others don't?
Well, for what it's worth, it seems like the bills that have been able to land on Governor Whitmer's desk this year, they contain some time components. So we go back to February. If listeners will remember the minimum wage, sick leave, sub-minimum wage debacle that was going on in Lansing at the time, there was a court-ordered pending change to minimum wage and sick leave laws that dated back to a petition initiative several years ago. Basically, we had a clock saying that if the legislature wasn't able to come to some sort of an agreement on how this tiered, phased-in minimum wage would occur, then what was court-ordered would go into effect. And that had some business leaders a little bit concerned about the sick leave portion and the phasing out tipped minimum wage, which is lower than our standard minimum wage. So February, you saw those two bills get signed into law. We didn't get bill movement to the governor's desk, until May, again, which also had a deadline component regarding lawmakers' personal financial disclosures. There's a two-bill package to extend the deadline there. June, again, seeing a deadline component where they were able to deliver a bill that let schools waive up to 15 additional days of instruction because of snowstorms that we had earlier in the year. And then June, that was actually the first bill, in my opinion, we saw that didn't have a crazy time component to it, which basically enabled the Department of Corrections to transfer ownership of a property to the city of Detroit. It seems like deadlines are the overarching driver here. Our fiscal year will start later this year in September. And that is the thing to watch from here on out, whether or not we'll be able to meet that before we end up potentially facing a government shutdown, as I mentioned earlier.
If there is one person that I think is pleased as pie that this is all going down the way that is, it's got to be Governor Gretchen Whitmer. She doesn't have to worry about putting her name on any sort of bills that might damage any political future aspirations. This is probably got a best case scenario for the governor politically.
Well, and that's definitely what I'm hearing from some folks, saying that, the more that she stays out of this, the more that she can do negotiating from the background, the safer that she is. Now, I do think in that note, the big thing to watch again is going to be roads. Mm-hmm. She ran and touted roads so hard during her 2018 campaign. She has become the governor known as the fix the darn roads governor. And if she's unable, or, if partners are unwilling under her leadership to get together into a room and say, here's what we have for a roads plan. I was the governor who said I was going to fix them, and I did. That could be a much larger overarching black mark on her record, because while at the end of the day, yes, it's all fine and well that you were able to usher in policy initiatives that might have been unpalatable to your base, but you were able to kind of hide behind the veneer of, well, the legislature is a little bit of a mess right now. Roads is something that everybody uses. Roads are something that everybody wants to see fixed in this state, and not being able to deliver it, it's not looking good.
Interesting.
And those 9 bills from last session still just sitting in the clerk's office, right? We're at the end of the time. Just yes or no?
Yes.
Yep. All right. Thank you so much to Jordan Hamani, state policy and politics reporter, Bridge, Michigan. Thanks for this deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up, we have Caitlin Buss of the Detroit News asking an interesting question when it comes to politics. That's at 7:49.